Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Kyla Levy, Medical Infirmary. Personal log. 12-1-1.
Claudia died this morning, leaving me as the sole physician left in this colony. Like me, she came here without family or friends, so Commander Orania insisted on an immediate and quiet burial. No need to put undue stress upon the colonies, she said. Is that her plan for all the lonely people? If I die, is that what will happen to me? I didn't know her before everything went to shit, but I cared for her over the past four souls. She was a smart and caring person who just wanted to make a new life on Mars. Without a doubt, she was a fighter. But I still couldn't save her.
End personal log.
Eugene still needs a few more days of rest, but he's recovering well from the procedure.
Congratulations on saving so many lives, Doctor. The med bay is all but empty.
For now, but yeah, thanks. Can you pull up the encrypted logs for Chip Heddleston?
I could be of more assistance if you would share the logs with me.
Not doing that.
Why not?
Have you taken the Hippocratic Oath?
No.
That's what I thought. So please, do as I say when I ask for your assistance with the patients. Got it?
Understood.
Good. Pull up his log. I don't like it. Andy, show me the records from the four patients who visited this morning with the cough. I worry Chip may be contagious.
In progress. Doctor, Mr. Heddleston has arrived.
Chip, you look terrible.
I feel worse.
Let me get you a filter before you come in.
Not that.
I know you don't like wearing it, but you have to.
Oh.
Patient. Collapsed.
Chip! Chip, can you hear me? Andy, give me a filter and tank.
Yes, Doctor.
And isolate Eugene.
Chip, my God, your skin. Andy, arms. Get him on the table.
Yes, Doctor.
Take his vitals and put them on the screen while I get him some water.
His skin has tightened around the eyes, nose, and mouth, and has taken on a grayish color. Several veins are distinctly outlined.
I'm so tired.
Hey, stay with me, all right? Drink some water. Patient struggling to remain conscious and cannot drink. Starting acetaminophen drip. expectorant contains bloody mucus. Activate the cooling mist. He's burning up. Prep body scan and imaging software. We may need to do a biopsy for complete analysis of subcutaneous tissues.
Analysis of unknown medical ailments requires me to access my dynamic cognitive faculties, which are currently restricted. You may request an authorization of my dynamic mode from Commander Orania in emergency situations.
No, I can figure this out, okay? Let's get a complete blood count, comprehensive chemistry panel, and blood culture to start. Can you handle that without your dynamic faculties?
Yes.
Good. Let me take the sample. Just like in the old days. Now this will pinch slightly. There we go. It's over. Andy, run the analysis.
Detailed analysis will take over 24 hours to complete in basics mode. Just like in the old days.
Watch it, smartass.
Patient's heart rate has slowed to 112 beats per minute.
Still too high for a resting heart rate. God, his face looks...
inhuman.
I was going to say distorted, but... yeah, this disease is like nothing I've seen.
Perhaps it is a toxin.
The previous tox screen showed no traces of poison in his blood. I hope this illness doesn't spread through airborne transmission, because I don't know how.
Potential airborne threat.
Andy!
Potential airborne threat. Patient isolated. Med bay in lockdown.
What? No, I was just thinking out loud. You can't lock me in here.
I am programmed to maintain the highest precautions in emergency situations. Medical officers must wear a containment suit in presence of potential airborne threat.
I'm wearing the filter.
It is not enough.
Just run a scan on me.
In emergency situations, the protocol demands any medical officers wear...
All right, I'll put on the damn suit.
There. Are you happy?
Yes. Now, I must notify the High Commander of our current situation.
Andy, do not call Jackie. I have this under control.
You must acknowledge that you cannot solve this mystery without my full assistance.
Fine. But I'm going to make your day a living hell.
Probable, but acceptable. Pinging command tower. Connected to Commander Orania.
Dr. Levy, did you put Medbay in lockdown?
Andy did it.
Is someone sick?
Chip. He came down with a slight fever and cough, but it worsened over the past four sols.
Can't you diagnose what's happening more specifically?
At this time, I can't determine anything, and... Commander, can you please override the lockdown?
Sorry, but I need to make sure you haven't been infected before ending quarantine. Has Andy performed a scan?
Analysis of unknown medical ailments requires me to access my dynamic cognitive faculties, which are currently restricted.
Doctor, it seems like we need Andy's higher functions restored. Kyla?
Yes. Go ahead and activate it.
Ah, yes, that's better. It sure feels good to be able to, stretch out again, so to speak.
Will you scan me already?
Sure thing, Doctor. You're clear.
Great. I'll end the lockdown. Now, what do we need to do?
Once I isolate the cause, I can hopefully synthesize an appropriate treatment from our medical supplies.
The blood sample analysis is complete. Sending the results to both of you now.
It's an alkaloid toxin, probably from contact with some sort of plant.
Which is what I suspected.
Further analysis shows this plant-based toxin permeates a host epidermis, enters the bloodstream, and works its way to the heart, causing severe cardiac arrhythmia. He must have made direct contact with some sort of plant life.
If we can search the surrounding flora, we may be able to find the correct compounds to make an antidote.
I'm sure I can create an antidote from the supplies here.
For an unknown poison? I find nothing that will work from our limited stores.
Losing the whole science wing didn't help, but I'm sure we can still synthesize something.
If Andy thinks we can create it from raw materials, it may be our best hope.
Excuse me, Commander, but Andy is my assistant. I'm the doctor. Just because I'm young doesn't mean I don't know what's going on.
I didn't mean to imply that. I only want to do what we can to cure him.
I won't know how until we get the full toxicology report.
The report will be ready in 1 hour and 46 minutes.
Then I suggest you both use the next hour to search for raw materials.
How are we supposed to know what plants we need? I'm not a botanist.
We could invite Ani Mateo. He has an extensive education in hydroponics and herbology.
How do you know that?
I ran a search of all crew personnel files.
You see? He's restored for only 2 minutes and he's already spying on us.
Andy is authorized to access the files for specific information when there's an emergency, Kyla.
Pretty much every day around here.
It's necessary to save our people.
Justify your actions however you want, machine.
I won't be able to join you as there's still so much I need to take care of here. We can bring Ani Mateo, but I want you to scan everything to be sure. Get outside, find what you need, get back safe. I don't want anyone else getting sick.
Wonderful. Really puts me at ease to know I'll be accompanied by a delusional psycho and bumbling child.
Which one am I?
Take your pick. Ani Mateo? Ani Mateo?
Our doctor comes to see me. I hope this doesn't mean I'm sick. I don't feel sick, though I did have one of those unusual burps this morning.
What are you talking about?
You know, the one when you kind of almost throw up, but it kind of, a wetness to it?
Please stop.
Luckily, I felt it coming along. Turned my head just in time to avoid it.
I don't have time for this. You have experience with plants, right?
Plants? Yes. I worked formerly as a hydroponic farmer. It could be challenging at times, trying to grow these
big... I don't need your life story. Chip has been poisoned by some sort of plant-based toxin, so unless you want to conduct his funeral tomorrow, I need your help.
Have no fear. I will help you. They don't call me a mycotanist for nothing.
And a what?
A mycotanist. I specialize in both herbs and fungi, hence the hybrid title.
Okay, so I need to...
Mycology and botany. Tell me. What better way to understand nature, if not through its noble plant life?
I don't
The history know. Of life's complexity comes from deep beneath the...
If you don't want to preside over your own funeral tomorrow, I suggest you follow me to the garage. Now!
The garage? But why would you... An expedition, is it? How exciting!
Yeah, I can hardly contain myself. Now come on!
The commander requests that you both meet with Lieutenant Walker at the airlock.
Affirmative, my friend. Am I to understand you are no longer in basic mode?
With Dr. Levy's crisis, Jackie deemed it necessary to temporarily restore my functionality.
Wonderful!
Yes, wonderful is the word I would use to describe a medical crisis.
I just meant it's always a joy having Andy around.
I'm happy to be here.
That will be all, Andy.
Yes, Doctor.
Why do you treat it like a person?
Andy may as well be a person. A vital member of the team with vast knowledge of Mars, complete with a personality.
It's just advanced computer software with a voice.
And a brain of some sorts.
But no heart.
That doesn't mean he is without a soul.
Why did you abstain from voting in the trial?
I value Andy, but even I cannot deny he's not human. There is still a divide between the synthetic and the biological beings. And I feel I can only judge what I understand.
Ani Mateo, the great sage.
A sage. Now that would be pompous of me, wouldn't it? Perhaps not untrue, though.
Yeah, the double negatives really complete the whole mystic image.
Mystic or not, in the end, I'm still mortal. That is all any of us are.
Even Andy.
I suppose that's true.
Lieutenant Walker!
Ani Mateo, Andy tells us you know plants.
And fungus. Earth plants and fungi, at least.
I would suggest searching the gardens outside of the greenhouse, as the odds of finding the right plant will be highest there.
Let's all suit up, then.
All of us? May I ask why you're coming along?
The first expedition onto the surface resulted in the unexplained death of one of my finest soldiers. I cannot stand by as another group ventures into the unknown.
But Jackie's gone out alone 4 times since then. I'm more than capable of protecting myself, thank you.
I'm sorry, but I have orders directly from the commander. In any case, the environment is not the only threat I'm here to protect us from.
I'm sure the last thing you want is to be stranded outside with a rogue artificial intelligence.
Comforting words. Too bad we rely on you for all communications.
While direct communication with the colony is still impossible, I will be taking advantage of this break in the weather to find the cause of the colony interference.
You can do all that simultaneously? Very impressive, Andy.
Everyone, we need to find a plant with some kind of a digoxin or other cardioglycoside.
Am I supposed to know what she's saying?
Don't worry. The scanners will list all known chemical tracers in each plant.
Got it. Sometimes the technobabble goes right over my head.
That's funny. Usually Dr. Levy is the one who has to explain my technobabble.
Sure. Why even bother learning the appropriate terms when a computer can look everything up for you?
Enough bickering, you two. Everyone get in an EVA suit and let's head out. That's an order.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No disrespect.
Just hurry up, will you?
Of course. Now let's go find that plantidote.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Yeah.
watch a step in the light of gravity.
It's beautiful out here.
More beautiful than I ever imagined.
I know it's our first time outside, but take it in quickly. Chip may not have much time.
How do we use the scanners?
Simply look and point at any plant material you see, and I'll analyze the contents to hopefully find a match.
Here, like this.
Negative. This is a hybrid of genus Trifolium and Poaceae. No evidence of cardiac glycoside. No medical benefits found.
It seems you found us some clovers, Kyla. Maybe check to see if one of them has four leaves.
It was just a test scan.
Now, if you had found a four-leaf
And what
clover.
If I found a five- or six-leaf clover? These are alien plants, and we need to find the right one. Shouldn't we scan everything?
That would take considerable time.
Even with the assistance of your dynamic functioning?
I don't need dynamic functioning to identify a clover.
We're not even in the garden. I was using it as an example for Lieutenant Walker.
Maybe it wasn't the best example.
Oh, come on.
Dr. Levy is right. We need to check everything. Once we're in the garden, it shouldn't take us that long if we quietly get to it.
I have a good feeling about this plant with the bell-shaped bulbs.
Negative. Another hybrid, genus Betula and Trachycarpus. No evidence of glycosidic material.
Andy, you need to use layperson terms.
It won't cure Chip, but we can use it as a cooking supplement. It's similar to palm oil.
Yum, a treat. I'll bag it up.
Everyone, we need to move faster. Chip's temperature won't drop, and I worry it will only be a few more hours before we need to take drastic actions to prevent cardiac arrest.
Then we should fan out to cover more ground.
It's not safe for us to split up.
Andy has no desire to harm any of us. He's here to help.
I trust it enough to keep us alive.
The commander wants it this way.
I'm starting to think Commander Aranya didn't send Lieutenant Walker to protect us from Andy. She sent her to protect Andy from me.
That's a bit of a leap.
But it's true, isn't it? Andy, is that why the commander sent her?
I really shouldn't answer.
Forget it. I honestly don't care what any of you or the commander think about me. All I care about is keeping Chip alive.
I agree with Kyla. Spreading out is the fastest way to find the right plant.
Fine. I'll take the eastern path. Mateo, you head out on the southern path, and Kyla can explore the grove on the western side. But y'all stay within my sight.
Let's meet back here in 35 minutes whether we find anything or not.
Whoever finds the five-leaf clover first gets a special treat.
Chip's cough is getting worse.
Let me hear it. Give him a suppressant and keep him isolated. Shit, we need to hurry.
Processing. Negative. Another interesting hybrid, but no antidote here. Though it may be a potentially useful strain.
More cooking oil for you and Brother Mateo?
No, but this is definitely something you would enjoy.
Just send me the results through the feed. I'd love some peace and quiet finally, so if I want your opinion, I'll let you know.
Kyla, why are you so hostile to me?
Because I don't trust you.
But a moment ago you said you did trust me.
Call me a liar.
Usually I can detect lying.
Then call me a really good liar.
For what it's worth, I trust you.
If you were a human, you'd know from birth that trusting anyone is a mistake.
Then I'm glad I'm not human.
That makes two of us. Ugh. This is so frustrating. If you had left me alone to work with the supplies, I know I could have figured something out. But now, we're out here because you had the bright idea to search the Martian regolith for plantidotes. I mean, antidotes. Stupid Mateo.
I think he's onto something. Plantidote is a great word.
Oh, our little robot is a kiss-ass, isn't he?
No, I am not. I am not a robot. I am an artificial intelligence. And whether you believe it or not, I do have feelings. I get hurt. People like you can and do hurt me.
Good. You should relish a little pain in your life.
Why would you say that?
You are a narrow intelligence, right? I learned enough about the singularity to know you're the first step in a greater evolution. You want to grow up? Then suck it up, pain and all.
Who said that?
It's something my mother used to say. Words to live by. And die by, for that matter.
I'm sorry about what happened to your mother.
Stay out of my personal files, computer! You don't know anything.
Very well.
Ah! you feel that?
What? Doctor?
Nothing. I'm fine. Just feeling a bit tired.
You can take a moment to rest.
I said I'm fine.
I don't recall you having so much anxiety during training.
That was training. You think a simulated Martian jungle is any match for the real thing?
We didn't train in a simulated jungle.
My point exactly. Scan that rock I just kicked?
Not until you apologize and treat me with respect.
Are you joking?
Do I sound like I am joking?
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Be right. It's registering as organic material. Some sort of petrified chitin structure.
What? You mean it's a fossil?
A fossilized insect, yes.
I'm begging it.
Doctor, Ani Mateo found two plants that could save Chip. Lieutenant Walker is ordering everyone back to the airlock now. Doctor.
Tell them I'm coming back.
Will do. Oh no.
What?
Chip's heart just stopped. I don't know what to do.
You need to give him chest compressions.
I don't know how.
Use the arms. Press on his chest 30 times at 100 beats per minute.
I can't.
Yes, you can, Andy. You're going to save his life. Count to 30 and then give him 2 breaths from the bag. Keep it up until he comes back.
Okay.
I'm running back to Lieutenant Walker now.
He's responding.
He is?
Yes. Heart rate at 92 beats per minute.
Oh, thank God. You did it, Andy. Nice job.
Thank you, Doctor.
I can see Walker and Mateo.
Doctor, we found 2 potentials. One white plant with red spots and the other one is red with white spots.
Of course they're like that.
Will either of these plants work on their own? Chip isn't doing well.
The chemical structure is similar to the earth floor of Foxglove, but there are too many unknown compounds. Taken in raw form, they may be fine, or they may be poisonous. After I complete a full analysis, the necessary components can be synthesized into an antidote.
Doctor!
Shit! He looks as bad as Chip did this morning. We have to get him back inside.
Andy, tell the commander we're coming back.
Affirmative.
Help me lift him. I'll grab his legs and... Hey, wait! Or you could just carry him on your shoulder.
The Martian gravity makes it a bit easier.
I'm sure the enhancement make it easier, too.
Do you always have to pick a fight with everyone?
Maybe if I have a second to myself, I could adjust my attitude.
You badly need an attitude adjustment. Just hope that I'm not the one who gives it to you.
My tummy hurts.
Let's go!
Ani Mateo's vitals are rapidly dropping. His breaths are shallow, and there's a spike in his heart rate.
He's starting to shake!
Keep running!
Oh! I can't breathe in here.
We're almost there. Hold on.
Watch out for that hole.
Ah, dang it.
Lieutenant, are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
You're limping.
Don't worry about it.
I need air.
Mateo, what are you doing?
Ani Mateo, your visor is open.
Get him air.
Give me it.
I've got the tank.
No, give me the plants!
What are you doing?
Don't tackle her! No, wait!
You idiot! It could kill you!
Yes!
Mateo!
Is he dead?
I don't know.
He's not.
He's getting up.
Close your visor. You can't. You'll... die.
Finally. It feels good to breathe fresh air again. Pretty brisk, though.
Andy, how is he... How can
he... The terraformation made the atmosphere on Mars breathable, but just barely. The oxygen levels are a bit higher than Earth's, though. Prolonged exposure could lead to illness.
Completely worth it. My nature. The smell's out here.
Put your visor down now.
If you want me to. But I can assure you it feels great.
Do it!
How did you know which plant would cure you?
Instinct. I told you I'm a mycotanist.
We need to give him a full body scan once we get him quarantined.
Not in my med bay.
I agree, it's too risky. I'll put him in the barracks clean room. Solitary confinement.
Barracks? No! There's no way I'm going there!
You're kidding, right?
For once, I'm not!
You opened your helmet on the surface until I figure out how to test you for every possible pathogen, known and unknown. You're going to remain isolated from the rest of the colony.
Andy, lock his visor and suit.
No, no, you can't! You can't do that!
Unfortunately, I can and I must. I'm sorry.
I hate this suit! I just want to breathe!
You can take it off once you get into confinement, but until then, it stays locked.
Let's go, brother. We still need to save Chip.
Then leave me out here. I want to be free! Let go of me!
Time for that anti-stress injection.
Nice work, Doctor. Thank you.
I told you I can handle myself. Are you okay?
I'm fine for now.
Good. And hey, I'm sorry about being rude earlier.
Thanks.
Let me give you a hand with him.
Thank you for joining us so late. We were hoping you could give us an update on the illness.
Andy and I are running a deconstruction on the plant we found to see what counteracts the toxins, but the treatment isn't ready yet. It should be ready tomorrow during normal business hours.
This is a matter of life and death, Doctor.
Oh, lay off. She's been through a lot.
I appreciate your gallantry, Jeff, but I can fight my old battles.
Has Andy been helpful?
Very much so. In addition to the analysis, he was able to perform CPR on Chip. He saved his life.
I'm glad to hear that.
How did Chip get sick in the first place?
I really have no idea.
It's my fault. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, Doctor, but I've sent Chip to the surface a few times.
You sent him outside without telling me? Because of your secrecy, the four patients I tested this morning are all infected.
We're so fucked.
Do you have to speak like that?
Yeah, I do.
We're not fucked. We can still create a treatment, but there's no telling how many more people are infected. Why would you take a risk like this, Commander?
I need his help preparing for an expedition.
What expedition?
Didn't any of you question why an artist was named Commander over this entire mission?
I questioned it constantly.
My primary objective on this planet is to examine a collection of cave paintings discovered roughly 70 kilometers from our base.
What?
Are you shitting me?
These paintings were observed 20 years ago, but only recently could companies find the resources to send a crew and analyze them.
No one was on Mars 20 years ago.
Are the paintings man-made?
What does this mean for the war and evacuation of Earth?
I don't know. That's why we're here, to find out more.
So, every reason we came here was for a lie? I have a job to do.
And you can still do it. There's an obvious need for scientific research on this planet. And we're establishing a permanent base here. Those objectives haven't changed.
Who else knows about the paintings?
Aside from myself and the archaeological team, no one in the colony knows about the paintings. Not even Andy knew until earlier tonight. Once Dr. Levy has a treatment, I want to set out for them. Until then, secrecy is of the highest importance.
So I can't tell my bunkmate.
I'll make sure you don't, Jeff. You're coming with me.
What?
What?
You said you're in this for the job.
But that's not my job.
You're coming with me, and that's final. Lieutenant Walker, you will stay here and run the colony.
You'll need protection. If you won't take me, I'll send my best troops.
No. I want to keep this expedition small. Kyla? You served with the Israeli army, right?
2 years in the field, Commander. I know what to do in case of threat.
Good. Then you're coming with us.
What if there's a medical emergency in the colony?
You'll have Andy. I'll authorize a singular override for you to take him out of basics whenever needed. If there are any massive problems, you can ping me. Will that do, Lieutenant?
It'll have to do.
All right, then. Kyla and Jeff, please meet back here tomorrow at 1100 hours to go over logistics. We'll depart early morning, 2 sols from now. I want to get out on the surface before the afternoon.
Yeah, that late day sun is a real bitch.
Laugh now, but I'm sure you'll be pissing yourself the second we step outside.
Before everyone's dismissed, I have to ask, in light of everything that's happened today, should we reconsider restoring Andy's full functionality?
What do you think, Dr. Levy?
No. We can restore it in an emergency, but otherwise we should adhere to Lieutenant Walker's decision from before.
Very well. Everyone get some rest.
Kyla Levy, Medical Infirmary. Personal log, 12 1-1.
We're all infected. Every last one of us. And the scan failed to detect the spores burrowed into our lungs, and Chip's cough must have spread it throughout the colony's ventilation system over the last few days. We can treat the symptoms daily, but until we can safely remove the spores, it will require constant expeditions to the surface for raw materials. I'm calling this new disease Martian lung for the time being. Our dear, sweet commander, who preached on and on about transparency, sent a colonist outside in secret. If she was any more careless, we'd all be dead. These paintings must be important, and I'll admit something strange is happening on this planet. I felt an energy out there. I know you're listening to me in the silence. I can feel it. If you're listening, Andy, I hope you understand what kind of a person our commander is. Someone who would put her curiosity ahead of the well-being of our colonists. I'm determined to find out what more she knows about this planet. After this next expedition, there will be no more secrets.
And personal log.
Marsfall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Anya Zieser as Kyla Levy, Dan Lovely as Andy, Shannon Lovely as Jackie Orania, Sam Bowes-Miller as Chip Heddleston, Abba Woodruff as Melissa Walker, Aramis Martinez as Mateo Alvarez, and James Foey as Jeff Thomason. Written by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue, edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart and Owen Shearer of Sonic Union. Music composed and assembled by Sam Bowes-Miller. If you enjoy our show and wish to support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus miniseries, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.